الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الأخلاء يومئذ بعدهم لبعد عدو إلا المتقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال في رواية اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama ikram, beloved elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for each one of us a passage through this earth, and for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made great provisions and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made great arrangements for us. As far as our hidayat is concerned, Allah Ta'ala had sent from inception, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right up to the last day, come to the face of the earth, Allah Ta'ala has made sufficient provisions in the form of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. As far as our physical needs are concerned, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had created this world. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا He had created everything that we see and we don't see, perceived and don't perceive, for us, for insan and for humanity, so that our life in this world may be comfortable and our needs, physical needs and other needs will be fulfilled adequately and fully and very easily. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a few choices in this world that we all know of. Allah ta'ala has given us a short life and has given us choices as to what path we will tread upon and what path will we lead, will we follow, part of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the path of those people that are against order that follow that lifestyle, is against the lifestyle prescribed by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many factors that influence this choice of ours, and one such factor is the friendship and companionship and association that we have with people. If we have an association with good people, then we find naturally that the good rubs onto us, and if a person is associated with people that are evil, then we find the effect of that evil companionship and friendship also is found very easily in that person with association with such type of people. This is something that we experience every day, yet we find there is an area that many of us are negligent about, who are not vigilant as far as our friends, our companionship and those people that we associate is concerned. We find that we are negligent, we are not selective, we are not wary, we are not vigilant as to who I must meet and who I must have friendship with and who I must associate with. With the result, we find sometime a little boy brought up in a nice Muslim environment, an Islamic environment, an Islamic home, and brought up in the culture of Islam, etc. For many years, 15 years, 20 years, then we find he begins to associate with somebody that is not of the same kind, not of the same type, and we find with a short span of time, that great culture of Islam that we had begins to leave him. Why? Because he is now associating with those people that do not follow the same culture, that have no, their ideals are not the ideals of Islam. Their way of life is not the way of life prescribed by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, it is very, very essential and very necessary upon us at all times regarding ourselves, regarding our wives and children, regarding those people that we know, our relatives, to see and ensure that they associate with the right type of people. And when they associate with the right type of people, then we will find, inshallah, they will remain on the path of piety and they will make progress as far as piety and righteousness is concerned, as far as getting closeness and proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, they will remain steadfast and there will be stability in their lives. But as I mentioned, on the other hand, if you are not wary of this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me, our families, our children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we find there's great destruction and great loss because of this companionship and because of the friendship that we have. In the Quran and Hadith, we find many incidents. One incident that is meant here to show to us what is peer pressure and what is the pressure of the friends and what happens to a person even after he's on piety, if he is not wary about who he associates with and he begins to make compromises, what happens? There was a person by the name of Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. He was a leader in Makkah al-Mukarramah of the Quraysh and of the non-Muslims. A very prominent person, and it was customary for him that whenever he went for any expedition, upon his return, he would invite the people and they would partake of meals. On one such occasion, keeping with the custom, he invited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well to come and partake of the dinner that he had hosted now, because he had went on a journey and come back. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had went, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had put a condition that I will not partake of your food till you do not accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accept that there is no one worthy of worship, there is no one worthy of worthy of worship, and Allah ta'ala has no partner, and I am the Rasul of Allah. This person wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to participate because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such a prominent person in the society. And then what he did, he mentioned this kalima of La ilaha illallah and he accepted the deen of Islam. Thereafter, this had happened. He had a friend, Ubay bin Khalf, was a friend who was an arch enemy of Islam, a non-Muslim. When he heard about this, he became very disappointed with him and angry and upset with him and told him, how could you have done such a thing, accepted the deen of Islam? This person tried to explain to him that the situation was such, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not partake of the food, I would be embarrassed and humiliated. And therefore, to save the situation, I mentioned this kalima. This person was not, he was not agreeable to this, he did not accept this explanation that was given, and he demanded from him such an action that was terrible, not even worthy of bringing to our lips. He told him, no, in order to show that you are ashamed of this action, this explanation is not satisfactory. Ma'azallah, Allah forbid, you will have to go and spit on the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine this person who had already read the kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, already entered into the fold of Islam. Now, in order to appease his friend, to keep up this friendship, to keep his friend happy, he carries out this action. He carries out this action in order to keep his friend happy. We should stop here and decide and look within ourselves. How many occasions there are sometimes that the matter in question is such, is objectionable to us, is denounced by us, is not liked, is resented upon in the society. But because my friend is insisting, because my friend says your friendship will not be true if you don't accompany me, we join the friendship. Not taking into cognizance the serious consequences of those actions. Serious consequences of the action, in order to just please his friend, just to appease him, to keep him happy, to say that, no, he'll remain my friend, he's my friend for such a long time, we do not apply our discretion and understanding and look at the matter in question, but just because of his influence over us, we continue. So this is what this person did, and ma'azallah, he carried out this action in order to appease his friend, to please his friend. What happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down, firstly, disgraces him in this dunya, and he is killed together with his friend on the occasion of Badr, he is killed. And he's humiliated and disgraced. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down verses of the Quran that remember that day when the criminal and that person who is unjust, he will begin to bite in his hands, bite upon his hands out of disgrace and out of disgust and out of remorse. He will bite and he'll say, how I wish I had taken a part with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila laqad adallani ani dhikri ba'da ijja'ani kana shaytanu lil insani khadula. Hi, woe unto me, destruction unto me. How nice would it have been if I had not taken so-and-so as my friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. After guidance had come to me, he had led me astray. He had led me astray and insisted upon me that I reject the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'azallah, and try and dishonor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how he will regret on the day of judgment. And Shaitan is that person that betrays a person in a time of need, he betrays him. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala projects tells us in the Quran what will happen to this person on the day of judgment. As far as the dunya is concerned, he was disgraced and humiliated, and he was disgraced in this dunya and humiliated. As far as the akhirat is concerned, then the punishment awaiting him there, and his regret and sorrow will be so deep on the day of judgment that he will say, woe unto me, how I wish I could have not taken so and so as my friend. Ulama-i kiram, Allama Qurtubi rahimullah, mentions that here, though the incident is specific, but the moral and the principle behind it is general. It applies to every time and every period, that any person in any time who takes a friend, that is evil friend, and he joins him in his immorality, joins him in his evil, joins him in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will become disgraced in the world and the hereafter as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be punishment for him in store in the hereafter. Together with that, we should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No amount of disgrace, no amount of abuse towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can belittle that
that honor and dignity and respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like somebody who was trying to harm the sun and to do something to affect the sun. This bright day, the splendor and glory of it is witnessed by one and all. Nobody can hurt it in any way. Similarly, and much more greater than that, is the honor and respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No person can dishonor him in any way. Obviously, it's our duty to denounce the actions of those people that wish to hurl abuse towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But deep down in our hearts, we know those people cannot hurt the image and the personality and integrity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way whatsoever. Those people are sowing the seeds of their own destruction in this world. So here we understand from this incident that this person here, he had come onto the right path, but he adopted the friendship of those people that was astray. And what happened? Because he wanted to maintain the relationship, what happened? This person also went astray. In fact, the Holy Quran highlights another place. Allah Ta'ala tells us that the friends and akhillahu yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqeen. That the friends on the day of judgment will not only the friendship will end, but they will become enemies of each other on the day of judgment, illa al-muttaqeen. Except those people that are pious, those people that are righteous, those people that are Allah fearing, their friendship will help you in this world as well as the hereafter. That friendship in the world that a person makes with that person that is evil, that person that is disobedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that becomes a disaster for him and destruction for him, a means of destruction in this world. And the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, not only will that friendship end up there, but it will be turned into enmity. That friend for him, a person used to sacrifice long hours, sacrifice his wealth, sacrifice his time, sacrifice the obedience of his parents, sacrifice his duty and wife and children, etc. And to while away his time doing evil things and join each other and become partners in sin and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions that on the day of judgment, those people will become your enemies. We will realize the real worth and the real value of their friend on the day of judgment when they will be enemies, not friends, not even friendly anymore, but they will turn against you and they will be enemies with you. But those people that are pious, those people that you join that are pious in this world, they will become a means of your comfort in this world, a means of your benefit and advantage in this world, and the hereafter as well, they will become a means of your benefit and advantage. Here, under the purview of this verse, Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi writes an incident, in fact, a discourse of Ali radiallahu anhu, where he mentioned that there were two friends, there were two Muslim friends, friends of each other. When we say mu'min and Muslim friends here, in the true sense of the word, and there were two friends that were kafirs. From these two friends that were mu'min, one of them had passed away. And when he had passed away, when he had gone into the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala gave us also that which he had given him. He was given the glad tidings of paradise and the spectacles of Jannat were before him. When he saw this, he remembered his friend. He thought about his friend and he began to say, "Oh Allah, that friend of mine in the world." Then he mentions three outstanding qualities of that friend here in this incident. He says, "Oh Allah, that friend of mine who used to remind me and to tell me to be obedient to you and to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That friend of mine that used to advise me to carry out virtue and should prevent me from vices. And oh Allah, that friend of mine in the world that used to remind me that one day there will come a time when I will meet you, oh Allah." He thinks of this friend of his who had these outstanding qualities that he used to tell him to be obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to instruct him to do good deeds and should forbid him from doing evil and should tell him, remember, there will come one day a time when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, that friend of mine, imagine here, this friend is so grateful and his heart is so filled up with gratitude and appreciation for that friendship. He thinks of him when he's given the glad tidings of paradise and says, "Oh Allah, that friend of mine who had these characteristics, oh Allah, keep him steadfast. Do not let him go be misguided after me. Keep him steadfast on the road of piety so that he also, when he passes away, he can also see this good and beautiful spectacles of paradise and you can be pleased with him like how you are pleased with me." He's concerned there about this friend of his who was an asset for him in the dunya. And thereafter it is told to him that, do not worry. If you know what we have kept in store for that friend of yours, then you will cry very little and you will laugh a lot. Otherwise, there will be no reason for you to cry. You will be absolutely pleased when you know what we have kept in store for that friend of yours. Then it is mentioned that that person also passes away and they are joined. They are joined together. The roots are joined together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them to praise each other. Then this person says, they talked about each other. They said, "You are the best brother in the world, my best companion in the world, and my best friend in the world were you." So here in this riwayat, we understand the appreciation of this friendship. Friendship of those people that call you towards Allah and His Rasul. Friendship of those people that command you to do good and forbid you from doing wrong. The friendship of those people that remind you that this world is very temporary. One day we'll leave this world. These are the friends here we find this person speaks about. And on that person who is a kafir, when his end comes, he sees Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala save us. Then he also thinks about his friend. He says, oh Allah, that friend of mine that used to tell me not to be obedient to you and to your Rasul, that friend of mine used to command me to do bad deeds and stop me from good deeds. Oh Allah, that friend of mine used to tell me that do not worry, you will never meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, do not guide that friend. Keep him upon misguidance so that when he dies also, he sees the spectacles of Jahannam and you are displeased with him like you are displeased with me. He mentioned that he also leaves the dunya and they are joined. They began to curse each other and say, you are the worst brother, the worst companion and my worst friend. Worst brother, you are the worst companion and the worst friend. Here we understand that the good friend is a person that benefits the person in this world and benefits him even after he goes and leaves this world. Even in the akhirat, you think of that friend. And who are those friends? Those people that follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people that are obedient to Allah and His Rasul. Those people that call towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that this ijtimaas that take place, it is for the very same reason that our friendship is turned towards those people that call towards Allah and His Rasul. They come out to you all in my door and tap you and remind you our duty towards Allah and His Rasul. Carry out good deeds, abstain from evil. One day we have to leave this world. This is the same very message that we find is encapsulated here in these three qualities. I find that person that goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true value of these people, if you befriend, will be found when we leave this dunya. Hi, that person that called me towards the obedience of Allah and His Rasul. That person that told me to carry out my duties towards Allah and His Rasul. That person that told me one day you will leave this world. You are here for a very temporary time. You will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true value of that person will only be appreciated when we leave this dunya. We are very, very fortunate, alhamdulillah. We have the Ijtima host here this year, right here in Spingo Beach. We are the persons here, we will be the hosting those people that will come, that will call towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will be serving them in every way. And it is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the law by Allah, person that assists in good deeds, then he also gets, he gets full reward of those persons that carries out the good deeds. Person comes here and we find he goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He carries out many, many good deeds. He calls thousands of people towards the obedience of Allah and they listen to him. And if they are affected by his message, that person that served him here at the time of his ijtima when he had come had made him comfortable in whatever manner he had served him and fulfilled his need, he must have just smiled with him and told him, come inside, be welcome. There's the parking. This is the place to sit down. Inshallah, that person also will get the full reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not judge the reward in the court of Allah by our means, by our ways, and by our traditions and customs. No. We have the custom of division. You give little 50, you give 5, you have 45. You give 40, you have 5. No. The treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on very, very small gestures, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repays this person fully, and that person also gets fully, and there's nothing, لا ينقص من أجري شيئا. There's nothing that is deficient and depleted in the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. So we are very fortunate, alhamdulillah, because you all must have heard, we have the ijtima here in Spingo Beach on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of June, inshallah. And this is very soon. We think it is very far, but soon it will be here. And like for every other thing, for worldly needs also, we get into preparations well in advance. This is such a grand occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot record when such an occasion had come here in Spingo Beach, in this area, where the annual ijtima was held here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Service of deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many different ways. Person serves the deen of Allah, he's a great alim of deen. Person sees the deen of Allah, he goes out in the path of Allah in jihad, etc. Person serves the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by assisting sometime, by cooking, by guiding a person, by just helping a little way. There's also assistance in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though the levels and categories differ. But we can also be associated in the service of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by participating in those things that are the arrangements of the ijtima. And inshallah, regarding this, on Thursday, this coming Thursday, which is the public holiday as well, inshallah, there will be a gathering here to discuss the preparation of the ijtima, the logistics of the ijtima, how we can put ourselves in which area. Sometime a person may not be very well versed. He may not be able to give a bayan, but he may be able to direct the traffic. He may be able to have some other expertise in him. He may be a professional as far as planning is concerned. He can assist in that department. This will become an excuse, inshallah, the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our elevation, sometime for our najat in the akhirat. That person did only a small thing. And what happened? So much love by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that person was forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that person that fulfills the need of a Muslim brother. Doesn't say what need. Needs can differ. You can give him R1 million, it's a need. You can give him R10 million, it's a need. You can show him the road, that's a need. You can give him something to eat, that's a need. You can go keep on and you can keep on imagining and thinking what that need could be. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever fulfills the need of a Muslim brother in order to please him, he has pleased me. And whoever has pleased me, he has pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever has pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will enter him into paradise. So sometimes it's just a gesture, a very small thing a person does, takes 2 steps in the path of Allah, so much liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that becomes a means of his salvation. So here we have a golden opportunity. We should ensure, like in the worldly benefits that we have around us, we want everybody to benefit, me, my friends, my family, my relatives, etc. Then true friendship is this, that we call those people towards such an action that inshallah may lead maybe towards their entry into paradise. And definitely they will reward for that person who carries out the khidmat of those people that go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not miss out this opportunity. On Thursday, inshallah, at 10 o'clock in this masjid, inshallah, there will be a jor, so to say, a get-together where the arrangements will be discussed. Try and see where we can fit in. One is something that we can all do, lift up our hands in the court of Allah to make this ijtima a success. And to say, oh Allah, let us also befriend those people who are doing the work of deen, those people that are your friends, those people that will assist us in the path of deen, those people that will become a means, inshallah, of the elevation of our status in the akhirat. Give us tawfiq to befriend those people and save us from those people, ya Allah, those evil friends, ya Allah, that will take us away from the right path. And as I mentioned, these are the friends, the people of the world, the people that call towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mashayikh, the ulama-i kiram, the people that go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should try and ensure that on Thursday, inshallah, at 10 o'clock, we should all be here and try and participate and put ourselves forward for the khidmat of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this unique opportunity. I still remember the last jor we had here in 1978. I remember that person who was sitting on the digs. He was not a person that should participate in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the work of Dawat. But because of the guests coming here, he was sitting there and feeding the people. Who Allah knows best, he may have been forgiven just for honoring the guest of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity. We should make sure that we do not miss this opportunity and inform the people around us. This is the joy actually of the whole of Natal, but we are the host primarily, because it's going to be held here in Isipingo Beach. And we all know when a guest comes to our house, the preparations that are made, I leave that to your imagination, depends on how great the guest is. You know, the preparation starts in advance, as far as the shopping and cooking, etc. is concerned. Then here, obviously, there can be no greater guest than those people that go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guests of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to participate and make it a means of our salvation. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.